Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we can do one of two things here in the opening segment. We could bicker about quarterbacks, or we could celebrate the extravaganza that is Anthony Lima's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. What a terrific day. Oh, he does not look happy with
Choose
me for bringing
Mike
this up.
Show your
this
first up on the fan.
No, but that, oh, you sound so stupid. Do you not want to talk about your birthday?
Well, what's to talk about?
It's your birthday.
It's a very nondescript one.
Were you drinking last night?
No.
Oh, you look like you were drinking for a second.
I had we did a little Ooh. Market in Bay Village.
Ah, yes.
I had one bottle beer.
He didn't tell you it was 65 ounces, the bottle.
Yeah. And then I had one Pinot Noir.
You had a whole bottle of Pinot Noir.
No, I would have loved to have one bottle. It was just that. Then came home, watched some Ginny and Georgia on Netflix
what
with the wife.
What the hell is that?
It's like a soap opera for just casual viewing. Can stare at your phone.
You didn't watch the Stanley Cup Final?
I did not. What did I miss out on?
I missed it.
I watched it in a bar last night for a little bit.
There you go.
Series tied 2-2.
Yeah, we're tied now. Connor McDavid. Yeah. Edmonton. Oilers.
I saw them. They were skating this way, and then they started skating that way. It was crazy.
Which one is McDavid on?
He is on Edmonton. The Oilers. Yes, Edmonton.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I had to explain where Edmonton was last night to a group of people.
Western
that
Canada.
No.
Alberta. I want to call it county. The province of Alberta.
Thanks to our off-air conversations, we talked about the distance and time
we
traveled.
Did. Yeah. We asked which U.S. state it was closest to.
It was a real Carmen San Diego night for us.
I think I got it right. Didn't I say Montana?
Yeah. I think you did. Okay. Yeah. And I was going to say, I thought it was like the Dakotas. I was way off.
No, they're not called what they used to be, the Canadian football team out there. They changed that name, if I'm not mistaken. It's like the Elks, the Edmonton Elks. They used to be called something different, which you can't.
I just call them all Argonauts.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong. You got like a 1 in 8 chance over there, right?
Wait a second. They just showed Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were there?
From what I'm told.
It was in Florida. I don't think they were going to the Edmonton game.
They should go to the Edmonton.
That would be awesome.
I think that. I mean, that's Florida. You think of all the other things you can do, and then you go to the. But it's like Edmonton. That's their biggest thing. Okay, he's looking. They're looking fine. Congratulations to them on all their hockey success.
Now I feel silly.
What's the matter?
If this event was big enough for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and I'm watching Ginny in Georgia, you know what? But here's what happens.
Big sports fan. Tell
if I don't get a text about a big event. Then, like, I got a ton of texts yesterday, U.S. Open, and I wasn't able to watch much yesterday. I will watch a bunch today. In fact, we'll have it on in here. I think it's USA. It's 6:30. USA! USA!
Well, I got a half an hour to find the actual channel it's on, so you guys are going to have to talk because I need to go down this whole rabbit hole here of trying to find the channel.
It's next to True TV.
Where's True TV?
Let's get our round of jokers in before we get to some golf.
It's right by Spike TV. There's a UFC event coming.
Right by TNN.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can't believe they couldn't make it work with Movies for Guys Who Like Movies. I thought that was a pretty good concept.
We were
concept.
Guys who loved movies. We and didn't just showed, like them.
It was like, but then they just started doing Bloodsport every Friday, and I'm like, am I the only one in America who's fine with Bloodsport every Friday? I think this is perfectly fine. But no. Anyway, let me... I'm still going to do this while I'm looking for the channel here of USA.
I still haven't seen it either. We're going through the guide. I'm seeing a bunch of channels that are not USA. Oh, I think we passed it.
No, that's C-SPAN.
No, go back up.
That's C-SPAN. That's TNT.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute. That says 911. That doesn't say golf.
There's no golf.
Someone say C-SPAN is the real USA Network.
Malfunction, a skating mishap at an ice show, an accident involving a self-driving car, a fulfillment warehouse. Are these just, these are people calling 911. I thought this was like that show on Fox.
This is what happens when John Daly crashes your major. Where is it? Well, what happened?
I don't know what to tell you.
I was lied to.
First Things First is on again at 7. Do you want me to have him roll on it? I guess Nick talked about us. Nick Wright mentioned us.
Apparently,
there were people tweeting at me yesterday.
Now, wait, that's not the same show as Lateral Hazard?
That's a different show.
That is a different show. Well, now I don't want to say anything about him because who knows? Maybe Danny will say something nice about us.
What was said?
And now
Do we not have the clip?
Nah, it's frozen now, so I can't do it. Have Mitch roll on it. Get him to do something up there.
Did he know about this?
Have him roll on first. I didn't tell him.
I mean, if we get mentioned on a star-studded national show, international show.
This damn thing.
I'd like to think that we'd have some evidence of it.
Back to the subject at hand here.
It's a nondescript. It's 44. So
well,
that's really nothing. It's a nothing birthday.
Jim called me last night at 8:49, and I'm like, what? And he's like, call me when you can. And I thought, oh God, what did he do? Thinking of you, what happened?
We get breakfast, Sammy's.
He goes.
We were getting a new co-host for a minute.
I texted him and I said, "I said what?" He's like, "Call me." I said, I'm laying in bed.
Is that what he was calling you about? Was to tell you
about your birthday?
No, I thought he was calling you to tell you. I'm just.
Oh
just
my God.
Getting into bed. Good night, Kenny.
Good night.
Yeah, doing that silly night. TikTok trend or whatever it is. So he, I'm gonna have to put this down because I'm gonna be living for this damn golf forever. He was texting me. He goes, well, tomorrow's Tone's birthday. What do you want to do? I'm like, you called me at 8:49 at night the night before to discuss what you want me to do for his birthday? And he says, well, do you want me to bring something in? I go, by all means. Well, I'm not going to do it if you're not excited to do it. I go, he's 44. It's pretty nondescript of a birthday. That's what I said to him. And I go, also, and this is what kind of sucks. I feel bad because Lima will never say I'm anything in his life. Now, everybody knows Lima's a very important person in my life. Basically, he's the most important person outside of my immediate family. Like, you're right up there with Dad. You're that important. But your birthday now is shared with my son's birthday. So now you get overshadowed.
Oh, yeah.
You get overshadowed
well
by
as
the
should.
X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah, and the birthdays are not supposed to matter as much, except the benchmark birthdays.
He's turning 10.
Like that's a benchmark birthday. How many teeth are coming in?
I think he's got them all.
How many are leaving?
He got the braces, and boy, you want to talk about fixed them right up.
He's doing brace already?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We had a couple of issues there where he was.
Was he a thumb sucker or no?
No.
Okay.
But he was.
Every time I see Izzy or Mason sucking their thumb, I'm like, all right, that's going to be $7,000.
Yeah. Don't let them do it.
Yeah, it was starting to look a little rough.
Too late for that.
Yeah. So he got braces, and now he's looking a lot better. I think he's got to get a second round of them, though. I'm not sure. Either way, yeah, he's 10, and so he just, all he does is overshadow you. You're like, I guess your next birthday milestone of any sort would be next year, maybe?
No, 45. When you get up there, it's every 10 years, isn't it?
It's over for you, basically. Yeah.
But that's fine. But that, honestly, having kids, definitely one thing that just overshadows everything. Just overshadows all these birthdays. Like, even Sarah didn't care about her birthday.
No.
It'll just be the benchmark. Like, isn't there a benchmark coming up in your family? Is there a 40th?
Wife.
Is there a 40th? Well, I didn't want to.
Well, you said your family, so it's not mine this year. Yeah, my son is turning 40. The other one's going from 8 to 40. Yeah, he's like the movie Jack with Robin Williams. It's going the other way.
No Botox, no fillers.
So what are you going to do tonight?
Braces.
What are you going to do tonight?
He is getting cosmetic surgery. Yeah. What am I doing? I'm Little Italy. Just going Little Italy.
Going to get the Lee Sterling treatment. You're going to Little Italy. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Good. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey, paisanos.
Now, I don't know. It's supposed to rain. I was hoping to get a sunset at one posh waterfront country club, but I don't know. It's supposed to rain, so might not get that experience. My sister's coming into town. She wasn't coming in town for a birthday. Unfortunately, it was a funeral, but you know, we lump it together. Funerals, birthdays, throw it all together. We don't
Why
get these
do you
opportunities.
Need a country club? What's Murray it? Hill.
Well, we're it,
when he said waterfront, probably, I go, that ain't on the waterfront. What no, are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a brick road. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we were going to go from there and then go right up the road and see if we could catch a sunset, maybe catch an NBA GM. Ooh. You never know who's going to be up there. Maybe catch ownership group of an NFL football team. You never know who's going to be
hanging
out. Best
I can do
out.
For you is an outdoor concert.
You text the ownership group. I don't
If you brought him in for my birthday.
45 is about to be a big one.
you have a year lead-up time.
I'm just going to bring Hayden Grove in here, and I'm going to go, stop singing. Sing it like this guy.
Yeah, just do
it. I'm
going
to make him do it. I go, you got to sing it worse and get a tambourine in here. Let's go. Sing it like this guy. No, your voice is too rich, Hayden. Sing it like this.
Come on.
All right, I'll find the golf in it.
Okay.
Well, congratulations on your birthday.
We have Peacock. You have to have Peacock.
Okay, well, you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other here, so that ain't going to happen. So
maybe we can put it on that TV.
Actually, we can. If I have my password, if
do
I
you?
Can figure
yeah.
it out.
Oh, my
I have
God.
One too.
Wait
yeah.
a minute.
Yeah.
Is this a situation where it's my password, but
it
you just
be.
Use it? Because you've done that like 8 times.
I have done that. Did it lock you out, unfortunately?
No, only like 1 time. And I don't even think that was you. I think that was for the old WWE network with the man in the leather vest back in the day. But that was about it. I don't think you've ever locked me out. Well, I guess we can try to find it on the other TV.
Well, you got to get a players union.
We'll do it during the break. I'm being asked, Steve, as always, social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers,
course, yes.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Happy birthday, sir. You hitting the slopes tonight. I don't know what that is reference to. I don't ski.
I just want to thank you for having a birthday, not in a football related month or a spring related month, but also right here in this time of year.
Yeah.
You've done very well for yourself when it comes to this business, and anybody who's ever listened to the radio knows exactly what I'm talking about, because it makes for excellent fodder of all the things that you get to do today, and I wish you very, very well. I hope that there will be breakfast Sammy's coming in from Jim at
you
some
think
point.
So?
I'm putting out the bat signal right
all
now.
Right.
So hold off on my Cheetos?
Yeah, I would not touch
those. I would
those.
Say hold off on the Cheetos. Daryl comes up at 8:22 this morning. Hold off on the Cheetos. Right. Don't do it just now. We'll see how it works out. The hell were we going to get into? Oh, yeah.
We need a quarterback, Ken. There's four of them. When you have four, do you have none?
So yesterday was the last day of mandatory minicamp. And we will have 6 weeks to really chew the fat on lots of other things before we get ramping up here. And I don't know how much progress can be made, but they're definitely going to get a lot of opportunities here. Here's Chad O'Shea. He is one of the Browns' assistant coaches, and he coaches wide receivers for the Cleveland Browns, if you didn't know that. And here's what he had to say about these quarterbacks taking these reps, where this is a camp unlike any other he's ever been around.
The one thing that Coach Stefanski's done a great job from an organization standpoint is the amount of reps that we've been able to maximize by the two spot. I mean, this is the most reps that I can remember getting in spring practice, and it's because we've organized practice to have two spots and just to really get a lot of reps. So it helps the receivers to go out there, and we can have two fields going at once and maximize reps. It's been great.
That's a lot of reps for all these quarterbacks over here and for a lot of wide receivers. We will be paying very close attention to Javonte Quick. Once camp in earnest actually starts in late July. And that's a guy we're all really excited about is Javonte Quick out of Southeast Alabama. So that's going to be a big one. Now, who's going to be throwing to him? Who really knows? There was an article that was written by Charles Robinson a couple of days ago. And it kind of laid out a possibility where Shedeur Sanders could win the week one starting job. Now, he kind of laid it out for everybody and how it would go. And there's a lot of... Honestly, it does seem to be a little SEO-driven. It seems to be a little bit like, hey, it's June, and I got a Shedeur Sanders is one of the biggest stories in the NFL, so I'm going to write some about him. It did seem a little bit more like that. Like, hey, this, and this could happen, but it's probably not going to happen. And I would start Joe Flacco is what he writes. And then there's Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel and him. But he did kind of lay out for the people who are interested in him how Shador Sanders could win the week one job. I want to just ask you, should it be possible for him to win the week one job right now?
Yeah, why not?
How do you think I'm going to feel about this?
You're going to be nervous.
No.
We've talked about that.
How do you think I feel about whether or not he should be able to win the week one job? Do you think I think it should be possible that he can win the week one job?
Yeah.
What I'm about to tell you will rock your world coming up in 5 minutes on The Fan. I also have a big letter that Nick Chubb wrote. Well, now because you guys found the audio, so that's fantastic.
Fine, here's Nick Wright.
All right, here you go.
It is worth noting that we haven't a real story. I know we are having fun with this. It is interesting. I saw it off a Cleveland radio station and a radio host. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Probably King Carmen.
Maybe.
He's the best.
Hey, all right. Some guy doesn't know who I am, but Nick does. And I'm sure he means you as well.
The other guy.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports 1. Happy birthday, Tone, from Nick Wright and everybody at Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, the other guy, Kevin Wilds, is that who?
Yeah, he wouldn't know
that. And
then
they're with Chris Broussard.
He probably wouldn't either. But I know he's a firebrand on the old social media, but he's always been wonderful to us. So I'm going to get to the Nick Chubb letter here in just a moment. But I do think it should be I think they should at least consider, or at least let it be known to him that they would consider it. I don't think that he is a competitive person. And it's weird. I would not start him week one. I think come hell or high water, he has to be unnaturally good for me to ever even think, consider, whatever. It has to be something like unlike we've seen ever in a preseason, in camp, or anything like that. But I do think that that should be a possibility for him because I think that competitors want to compete. They want that opportunity. If you say absolutely not without a shadow of a doubt, that are you starting? A person in real power, I could say it all I want. I don't have any power over this. But if you're a person in real power, you should not tell him, no, there's no way on earth you're starting. This is as open a QB job as you're going to find. And it's, by the way, it's not just the week one job. It's weeks 1 through 18. That's the job that's open. Now, what you get to show off, that window gets smaller and smaller and smaller as the season goes on. But this is open of a job as you're going to find. Of all the possibilities that are out there, you got four different guys, and then you have a conversation about whoever you're going to draft next year about that. It's as open a job as you're going to find over the next couple of years. This is basically a reality show for who the Browns' next starter is, and we're going to do two seasons of it. That's how it's going. I would have to tell him, hey, it's open. Go out and take this job. You're the one who's downtrodden. You're the one who's been drugged through the mud. By another football team has drug your name through the mud. Pundits have drug your name through the mud. Go ahead. Go out and win this job. It's up to you. There are challenges ahead of you, and even use us against you. We passed on you 5 times. Tell me more. Show us. Show us why we were lucky to have you available to us in the 5th round. Show us why we're lucky. Go and do it. And I'd say the same thing to Dylan Gabriel about the 3rd round. As far as Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, I mean, I think it kind of is what it is with everybody. You expect them, one of them two, to come out ahead and start week one. But I think with those two rookies, yeah, go ahead. But especially with a guy like Shador Sanders, because somewhere there was a misconception about where he's going to be or how good he can be, but his ceiling was going to be bigger there. So yeah, you'd think I would disagree. In reality, I don't think there's a chance in hell I would ever start in week one. There's a lot that you could do that would spike his career. But I would let him know, if I actually had any real power here, that, yeah, there's definitely a chance. Go out there and earn it. Show the NFL wrong,
example,
show
the world wrong. It would have to be him just looking
amazing.
Otherworldly compared to the rest.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's the competition, which when you think about who the rest of the competition is, you're talking about Joe Flacco, who, despite the amazing run we went on at the end of the year 2 years ago, was already, a year and a half ago, I should say. And he, you would think he's playing his last games. Every game you're thinking about, the ending more than the beginning. Kenny Pickett, who, if this doesn't work out here, that's probably it for Kenny Pickett. Starting NFL career, might always be able to be a backup, whatever. And then the other one was a third round pick that some people thought was drafted two rounds too soon. So if he looks great, Shedeur Sanders, it shouldn't be that hard to he's not going to have all the veteran savvy of a Joe Flacco, or, he hasn't had the starts at this level, but it just in terms of arm talent and some instincts, the stuff, the rest of the stuff can come with time.
And what Charles Robinson had written, that's absolutely true. You have to be able to pick up on the nomenclature, speaking the language of your offense, knowing what levers to pull, when to pull them within your offense, and obviously gaining the trust of your teammates. And the only thing that's going to do that is doing what basically every quarterback who's ever done anything in the NFL has went out and done. Hard work, dedication, showing them that you're serious about something like this and being able to lead and get to the front and being able to lead other people. And it's not something that just happens in a day for a fifth-round guy. But I would definitely leave it open. I don't think it's any secret whatsoever about this situation. And I think he is as buried far back for week one as I could possibly do it, because I still stand, if he's not ready, if there's a shadow of a doubt and he's not ready to do it, you could spike a lot of potential right then and there in week one. Cincinnati, that is a weird situation down there. It is a desperate team in so many ways. I don't know if they're going to have Trey Hendrickson. It doesn't look like they're going to have Shamar Stewart at this juncture. It is a weird spot, but I would say that you have a chance, yes. But in reality, I don't think I would want... it would have to take so much for me to give him that chance. Nick Chubb wrote a letter to the city of Cleveland. This is probably the most I've ever seen Nick say anything in its written word. Now, you can look it up on the internet. I think we have a copy, 923thefan.com. And I could parse through it, but it is very heartfelt to the city of Cleveland and to the Browns fans. There were some that noticed that there was nothing apparently there was nothing, because I've checked it over a million times. There's nothing really to the team, it seems here. He talks about his teammates, but to the organization or anything like he didn't. People were wondering why he didn't thank the Browns for drafting him or anything like that, which I really think, in terms of looking for things that aren't necessarily true or whatever, I think we're being a little bit too ticky-tack there. I think that Nick Chubb knows his audience and knows who to write a heartfelt thank you to, but he writes, the city deserves a winning season every year. It's earned it. The city doesn't quit. The people never stop believing, and my brothers in that locker room will never stop fighting. Cleveland's time is now, and it's not because they are owed anything, but because resilience always wins, just like we preach every day in meetings. This isn't goodbye to what we built. It's a thank you. Maybe he means that with the organization. For the trust, the passion, and the moments that made me feel like I belonged here from day one. Cleveland, you always have a piece of my heart until we meet again. Which I thought this was a very, very, very nice thing for Nick Chubb to write, or to dictate to somebody to write or whatever, to put the feelings together, to put it out there. Because he's not a guy who's going to stand in front of a microphone and say these things. He's going to write them down because he's basically very uncomfortable in front of a microphone.
It sucks that it takes him leaving to actually get perspective from Nick Chubb for the first time. We didn't get any of this, you know, his entire career. So it sucks that it took him. Because
it was a little bit like you never really truly knew. You felt it, but I think it's because you felt it personally, like you liked him so much as a fan that you felt that it was reciprocal. This shows you that it goes both ways. I think he hit the audience that he needed to hit. When it comes to the organization, I know he didn't really mention anybody, and some people take that as like a shot at Andrew Berry or whatever. I don't care.
Or the Haslams. He didn't mention the Haslams either.
I'll tell you this. For him, should he not feel that way? You're at the end of you're perceived to be at the end of your career. You don't want to be at the end of your career. You've had something terribly unfortunate happen. You play a position that people use you like you're a dime a dozen. You're a special talent in a position that is basically a thankless job. People like you for a year, and then they just move on to something else because they're really obsessed with quarterbacks, wide receivers, and cornerbacks. They don't care as much about running backs as they should, especially, you know, in today's NFL where quarterbacks now are as bad as they've been and how long, and running backs now, you see a resurgence of the position because they're needed so badly, but they're still not paid in that way where it really comes to the respect of what it is. I think for Nick, I say yes, use it as a chip on your shoulder. Like, this is going to be a conversation that we have all year long. You can't tell me that Browns fans aren't going to be sitting there either watching the Houston Texans opposite of the Cleveland Browns because of Nick Chubb, or checking the box score every Sunday, seeing what the Browns did, seeing what Quinshon Judkins did, seeing what Dylan Sampson did, not making them out to be villains. They had no choice in this matter. They were drafted. But also checking to see what Nick did, because I would say 9 out of 10 Browns fans are team Nick Chubb on this and think that Nick Chubb has something left in the tank and that the team should have brought him back. I think there's a lot of people who are respectful of Nick Chubb, but they go, hey, this is a business. He's 29 years old. Even the most ardent supporter would probably have to admit his best years are behind him, and they can understand it from a football position. But I think 9 out of 10 fans are going, if we're not going to be that good this year anyway, why don't we have a guy that we all love? Why are we not giving him another chance in this running back room? So I don't blame him for not saying it. I don't know if he meant to not say anything, but if he didn't, it's like, okay, I don't blame you for that way. You have to put a chip on your shoulder as a pro athlete.
I just forever wonder what it was like having to take that huge pay cut a year ago while, you know, Deshaun's making his full money. Had never endeared himself to the city of Cleveland the way that Nick Chubb did.
Mm-mm.
Nick Chubb
never will either.
Basically raised here as a professional football player.
Uh-huh.
And yet it's like, here's a fraction of the money maybe you should have gotten because of the injury, and here are all these incentives, but we're not really going to give you the ball much, and you're maybe a shell of what you were anyway, so you're probably not going to get those incentives. I do wonder what if Nick Chubb, who knows it's a business like anybody else, and we never really get his true feelings, how he felt about last year. Because last year was just such a mess all the way around.
Uh-huh.
Then he gets injured again, and you have these other guys making all this money, and none of them are Nick Chubb. None of them hold up to the fans of Cleveland and are in that realm like mm-hmm. Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, for so many, he's like the best they've ever seen in their lifetime.
Yes.
Especially like running back. They didn't see Jim Brown. And some of them, you know, love him more than Myles Garrett, love him more than anybody else. And yet, you know, it was a business again last year. And for the team that always was so skilled at manipulating the salary cap and the organization that was playing chess while everybody else was playing checkers. And I wonder if he felt he got played a little bit.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if he did. And I think I could understand that. The NFL is a cold business. This is part of the reason why I was so adamant. We talked about Derek Carr last Friday, and I was calling him just about every name in the book you possibly could about stupidity of if this story is even true about handing back money to the organization. I think Nick Chubb is case in point about that. NFL teams, it is a business relationship, all 32 of them. And there is maybe a little bit of a difference with some of them, but it usually happens after they retire. Like, I do want to believe, and I hope it goes this way, Nick Chubb will come back in a year or two. I hope he has a nice long career still, but it maybe comes back in a year or two, retires for the day as a Cleveland Brown, and then there is a relationship in the future where, hey, you know what? All you need to do is come back in town. Let's have you back in town. You sign an autograph for an hour. You shake hands. You're part of the fan base. People love you. And you're just invited back for the years to come. That type of thing. In these moments, in these days.
There's no doubt.
I hope that there's something like that that can be mutually beneficial. But at the time it is, like, yeah, Derek Carr, quote-unquote, handing back money to an organization when a guy like Nick Chubb has been better for the Browns than anything Derek Carr has provided to the New Orleans Saints, or I would even say the Oakland Raiders for that matter, or the Raiders in general for that matter. I think that stands something where it's like, hey, if Nick feels that way, I can't blame him. Because of the bottom line, how much money did you...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You get playing this sport if you weren't able to accomplish the greatest of greatness. If you weren't able to get to a Super Bowl, if because of the way that they vote for the Hall of Fame, if you're probably not a Hall of Famer, what is left for you when it comes to being able to change your lifestyle and your family's lifestyle? I can't blame Nick Chubb for this. 216-474-0092. And I don't think there's a Browns fan out there that does. Coming up at 8:22, Daryl Ryder, he's going to join us on the show. I want to ask him what he thought of the letter that Nick Chubb wrote to the fans out there. And all this talk in the Cavs might still have the brightest future in the entire East. It's Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, that coming up at 5 on The Fan. All right, I want to play this audio for everybody. This is Bill Simmons on his show. This is his podcast, right, Tone? This is Bill Simmons on his podcast talking about the teams that have the most to look forward to coming
have
up in the future.
Have you changed your who's in the best situation for the next 5 years in the East answer now that we've gotten further along in the finals?
I had Indiana
and I said
two,
Indiana
Cleveland
was one.
One.
You had Cleveland one. Ryan had Cleveland one. I think Waz had Cleveland one.
Look, if they win the championship, it's just you just win. Like you win all the polls. So yes, if they win, I guess I would have to.
It's
they're
funny
up 2-1 in the finals. They're a championship caliber
I thought
team.
You made, I thought Ryan made a good case. I think you and Waz both made the Cleveland case, I think, is the right answer because
it's the only other candidate.
You have the most options with Mobley, Garland, and Mitchell. Even if it's not working out with those as your best three and Allen, they still have a lot of different things they could do. That would be why. But if Indiana wins the title.
Yeah, if you win the title, you just win all the polls for a little while. That's all.
Boy, that's a hell of a way to put it because it's like, well, you get the benefit of the doubt because you win the championship. It would be, I do think it would be really insulting if Indiana were to win the NBA Finals. You're like, but the Cavs have the brightest future or the Knicks or whoever have the brightest future. The Celtics. I think that would be something else to say when you have a pretty young basketball team there, and I don't know how many changes they have to make over there in Indiana.
It's a fun discussion, and it's one that the Cavs have been kind of winning for 3 years. I remember it was like 2.5 years ago, one of these sites put up who had the brightest future in the NBA, and the Cavs were number one. And fast forward 2.5 years, we haven't gotten past the second round of the playoffs, and we've maxed out our roster in terms of financials and assets. We've got like nothing left right now. We'd have to like actually move players that are a part of the core to change the roster up dramatically. So it's one thing to say, hey, this team has a bright future. It's another thing to actually realize it. The funny thing is, did anybody have Indiana a year ago? Heck, even 2 months ago as having a bright future?
Well, I'll tell you what,
according to some,
we might all had our head up our ass. Here's Chris Fedor with Jonathan Peterlin on Afternoon Drive.
There's no way the Cavs beat them if healthy.
Oh, I don't think so either.
So I just don't know that enough people gave Indiana the respect that it earned since January. They've been one of the best teams in the entire NBA. This isn't new. I felt like it was a competitive series going in, but I thought the Cavs were going to win because I thought they were the more talented team. I thought they had the best player. But after seeing that series play out and seeing some of the matchup problems that Indy created for the Cavs and seeing some of the lack of readiness from the Cavs' most important players compared to Indy's most important players, I don't know how you could watch that series and say injuries would have made the difference between winning that series and losing it. If you want to say making it more competitive, sure. But beating Indy 4 times in 7 tries? No.
So I haven't budged. And I've said, man, if they were healthy, when it comes to the talent, I think that the Cavs would blow Indiana away, and here is Indiana in the NBA Finals. And those two are saying, no, they wouldn't have won. There's no way, quote, they would have won had the Cavs been healthy if both teams were at full strength. Do you have that revisionist history on that? Because I tell you what, if that's the case, and I know what Chris has said on the station here over the last week about how he has to go, Darius Garland has to go, well, that's gonna drive some of that. Because if you are of the belief that it is not tenable anymore and Darius has to go, then yeah, you're going to say that. There's no way you're beating Indiana, even if you were at full strength. I still don't believe that. I find it hard to believe that. I think that there is a lack of readiness, but I think it's hard to believe that Evan Mobley with some more miles on him isn't going to be far better than what Indiana has to offer. I find it hard to believe that if Evan Mobley can be that dominant, that Darius Garland wouldn't be freed up. I have reservations about Jared Allen. I know that TJ McConnell is a bigger name as we are going through these finals because of what he's done. He's a pest. He also is a pretty decent enough shooter, but he's a pest that gets it done on the defensive end. And I know you're champing at the bit over here. Maybe there's some changes that you have to make to some of the ancillary pieces if you can. But I still feel that this is a team that's better talent-wise, and that's why I think that that loss hurts so much and why people are so angry still a month later after losing that series.
So there's reason for optimism, right? They're in the Eastern Conference, and you just heard basically the two main guys that talk basketball, Zach Lowe, Bill Simmons, they're saying, oh, Cavs have the brightest future of anybody in the East. And then they add the caveat, like, well, it may not be this exact team. It might be part of this team, yeah. And then whoever they trade for.
You have outsiders, but they're insiders, NBA. I mean, mm-hmm. Zach Lowe's as connected as anybody. But you have NBA insiders who are not based in the city, who are saying the Cavaliers have the brightest future in the Eastern Conference, and they didn't even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And you have people in the bubble who are saying, no, no chance. Like, that's why I've been fighting this. Are we just mad? Are we just taking it personally as fans? Are we just mad at the Cavs because they were a tremendous disappointment? And yeah, you should have been mad at them a month ago. But now's the time we got to start to settle down and figure out what we're going to do here. I can't be making these decisions based that I'm mad about Darius Garland, based that I'm mad about the Cavaliers losing. Again, when we talk trades, I cannot stress this enough. It's not punitive. I'm not trying to punish these guys because I'm mad at them by trading guys away, Anthony.
Well, the other part of it is, like, when it comes to Darius, so there's a long line of guys that, you know, have been doubted until they win their first championship, whether it's the best player or second best player. There are always those guys in sports that, you know, you say, well, they can't do it. I can tell they can't do it. Look at these numbers. Look at these experiences. They can't do it. And then they break through. So everybody has to win. When they win their first title, it is a breakthrough. So it is hard. On one hand, I'm sitting here watching Darius and telling you all the reasons that I'm nervous that a very talented player might not be the guy to hang on to. But who knows what the Cavs are thinking? The Cavs might be thinking, just, we were unlucky, we've had injuries. But it's hard because there have been a lot of losing teams that when the season is over, they lament injuries and they lament bad luck. And then those teams go away and they never win.
Which way?
And they weren't aggressive and they didn't make a move.
I think that you just hit it right there. I think Kobe Altman has to figure that out. Which way do you go about it to start? Do you go about it that there may need to be changes because these guys aren't tough enough? Or do you start with, hey, it's bad luck? Because I think if you go in with talent first, you're still in a position where you're trying to deny something that may very well be the truth. If you go to the absolute worst situation first, I think it is better to work your way back to get to reality going, hey, we might be stuck, so we might need to make some changes here on the margin or a change there on the margin. But when you mess with some of the bigger names that we have, the four biggest names that we have, it might not be an easy thing to do to move on from some of these guys. It might be better to do that. I'm just still surprised that a month later, there is still this zest against Darius Garland, even against Jared Allen. This anger, this frustration, and wanting to move on from these guys. And I think simply because of it.
And just, I want to know, what does it look like? We're talking about the Eastern Conference as it stands today. What does any of this look like after what could be a frenzy in terms of movement, if there is the movement and all the trades that could go down right in the lead up to the draft?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.